We don't have to go very far when we want to talk about crazy gun regulations. Right next door to our friends over in Illinois, Greg Bishop joining me this morning. He's a reporter now for the Center Square, thecentersquare.com, at Bishop on Air. Greg, welcome back to the show.
It's always good to be with you, Mark. Good morning.
Good to get you on this morning. You know, what caught my attention here is the state of Illinois recently changed and Pritzker signed the Firearm Dealer License Certification Act. This is something that the previous governor had refused to sign. There was a lot of controversy over this and what it was going to mean for smaller mom-and-pop stores in the state of Illinois. What's the fallout been so far? What do we know?
So the legislation and the law that Pritzker signed in January requires a state license on top of a license from the federal government through the ATF. So the fallout is that I asked the ATF for their most recent numbers of registered gun dealers in Illinois as of June of this year, and then I compared that to what Illinois State Police told me is the number of dealers who have applied for the state license that's now required on top of the federal license. The numbers were rather staggering. More than half of the federally licensed dealers in Illinois have not applied for the Illinois license. So the numbers break down: 2,351 federally licensed dealers in Illinois. Only 1,040 have registered for an application for the state. So that leaves 1,211 gun dealers who have licenses with the feds that are not licensed by the state of Illinois, and they're questioning whether or not they can even do business. Now, the latest here is, of course, the large number of Illinois businesses that are not going to be able to do business. They're looking to stop the law from being implemented. A lawsuit is expected to be filed today by the Illinois State Rifle Association to seek a temporary restraining order on the law because the rules for the law have not been finalized yet, and okay, it's expected to begin today. So they don't know what they're getting into whenever they register with the state. And a lot of the regulations stacked up include, you know, the video surveillance with audio hooked up for every room in the establishment, including the boss's room, except for the bathroom, and a whole host of other things that are going to tack on possibly tens of thousands of dollars.
Would that be except for the unisex bathroom that they'll be required to have?
Right. Yeah. With the signage that'll have to say, you know, just bathroom. So it's one of those deals where you've got a regulatory structure that, yeah, it may be written out in the law to a degree, but the specifics are not there. And a lot of the small mom-and-pop gun shops are not filing for that application because they just don't know what to expect and whether or not it's even going to be profitable for them to continue to be a gun dealer in the state of Illinois.
Another backdoor effort to circumvent the Second Amendment. That's all this is. And I hope that the Illinois Rifle Association is successful in its attempt to prove that. Greg, let me ask. Of the, you said there were 1,211 federal license holders who haven't applied for the state license yet. Some of those could be exempt from the law, correct?
Well, actually, a previous version of the bill did exempt big box stores that sell firearms, but they stripped that from the bill that Pritzker ultimately signed.
Oh, okay. So then we're just guessing that these are people who just see another layer of bureaucracy, additional expenses being piled on top of them, and, you know, they're just not making enough profit to keep it up. So your neighborhood gun store might go under as a result of this.
So supporters of the law say this was meant to try to combat illegal straw purchases, where somebody who is a legal gun owner can go and buy guns and then sell them to somebody on the black market that's not a eligible to have firearms in Illinois. But the opponents of the law say the only intent of the law and the ultimate outcome here with the numbers that we've shared with you is to shut down small mom and pop gun operations. Now, you got to think about what this does for rural areas where, you know, I've seen on Facebook and social media people saying two or three stores in my area have stopped operating because they can't comply with the law. They can't financially comply with the law and the possible $10,000 fines for various infractions. And then also, you got to think about what it does for urban centers like Chicago or the East St. Louis area. If there's no gun stores there, then people are going to have a hard time being able to purchase a firearm to exercise their Second Amendment right.
Well, they'd have to they could come to Missouri or another neighboring state and buy it. But if I understand the regulations correctly, they would then have to pay a transfer fee to transfer it to a FFL holder somewhere in the state of Illinois, which, again, tax more cost onto the cost of your firearm if you can find one.
All right. So the issues of gun regulation still not over. The state legislature is coming back this fall, and they could take up Senate Bill 1966, which would require Illinoisans who want to get a firearm owner identification card to submit their fingerprints
right
in order to get the card. That measure could come up for a vote this fall.
They debated it this past session, but didn't end up passing it. So. Folks, you paid for it. You voted J.B. Pritzker in, and he's gonna be a rubber stamp for all of these crazy laws. That's for sure. Listen, Greg, always great to have you on, my friend. Thank you.